So welcome to another Feldenkrais online lesson. And today's lesson is an opportunity for us to look at my relationship to gravity as well as my relationship to my self-image. And I invite you, as we do this exploration, to really allow yourself to imagine, envision, as we go through the movements. So as you're lying on the floor here, I'm going to start with an image that some of you may have experienced in other Feldenkrais lessons. Instead of thinking that you're just lying on your floor, could you imagine, and it's so appropriate today on such a cold, snowy day, to imagine that you are actually lying on a beach, so that your body is making an impression in the sand. Sometimes people like to think of it as kind of warm, wet sand. Doesn't really matter, but as you're lying here, gradually allowing your weight to sink into this sand, begin to take notice of where you're making an impression in the sand. So notice those spaces where you would be making a deep hollow. And also those places where there's just a straight contact. And then finally noticing those areas that perhaps don't touch the sand at all, don't make any kind of an impression into the sand. And in each of those places, there's a different kind of relationship of your weight, how the weight is giving itself. Now, of course, there's a lot of other factors involved. My shape is there, but also some of it is related to some of the muscles that habitually hold and don't want to let go and yield to this sand. So we're just going to experiment with a little bit of imagery to see how that can begin to shift a bit. So pay attention to your breathing for a moment. And imagine that with each exhale, your body becomes a little bit heavier, as if you could be sinking into the sand. And don't worry, if nothing happens or you don't feel anything, it's still a worthwhile exercise. As you sink in, it's almost as if your shape is beginning to create a kind of mold in the sand. So if you imagine that the sand is starting to kind of shape around you, where you feel the impression of yourself lying in the sand around your arms, around your head. Along the sides of your torso, kind of encompassing you, supporting you, and at the same time defining your shape down your legs. Noticing the hollows underneath your back. Feeling almost as if you weigh 2 tons or something, so that with each breath, sort of the force of gravity is moving you down into this supported mold. And then just noticing for yourself whether you're actually occupying this mold fully. Is there something about the way your arms and legs and torso are lying right now that feel as if there's something holding back, constraining? And could you imagine for a moment that you allow your outer perimeter to expand in order to press against this mold so that you really feel your full size, at least from the back and the sides. And now from this place, could you then begin to use your breath now to allow yourself to begin to come up out of that mold? Sort of like with each breath, you're kind of inflating and becoming a little bit lighter so that you lift up out of that space. And it's almost as if you're just hovering right above the sand. And then very lightly allow yourself to come and land on the beach again. And just give yourself a moment. You can even smoosh around a little bit to create a new bed of sand for yourself there. And just noticing how you're giving yourself to the earth right now. And then as you're lying here on the sand, just sensing the front of yourself as you inhale and exhale, and feeling how that volume can also kind of take its place in the air, right? Because the air is also a substance and I occupy it. So I can expand in 360 degrees. And now bend your legs and bring your feet so that they're standing. Notice how that changed your relationship with your beach. You're going to begin a movement that many of you are familiar with, which is simply to press your feet into the floor so that it allows your pelvis and your back to roll up and come back down. Very lightly. As you're lifting your pelvis and lowering it, begin to pay attention to how it goes up your spine. We make an assumption sometimes that the back is just going straight up and it's going straight up my spine. But if you go slowly enough and gently enough right now, you may notice that it moves not just up your spine, but there might be little wobbles left and right. There might be a place where it sort of shifts direction slightly. Just begin to pay attention. Also noticing for yourself how the vertebrae lift up. Does it feel like you're lifting one vertebra at a time? Or sections? Or does the whole back come up at once? Notice your breathing as you're lifting. Do you exhale? Do you inhale? Do you hold your breath? And then take note for yourself. And again, don't try to correct anything. But just notice for yourself if you can sense whether one of your legs is doing more work than the other, or if one of your legs appears to be dominant or initiating. And don't worry if you don't have an answer, it's okay, but sometimes it jumps out at us. Sometimes this is what affects the trajectory. And then let the whole thing go, slide your legs down, and take a rest. And as you're resting, notice what your contact is, you could say with the floor or with the beach, the quality of your breath. And so now we're going to explore this relationship between the two legs for a moment. So bend your legs, bring your feet to standing. And as you go to lift your pelvis, just the moment of initiation, don't go any further than the moment of initiation. Just notice, how does your pelvis initiate? Does it feel like the right hip, kind of right hip corner starts and then the left catches up? Or does the left hip corner start and then the right catches up? Or does it start right in the middle with both feet exactly even? Just play with the very initiation for a moment. And just feel that there might be a preference. And then pause a second. So if you felt that there was a preferred leg, what I would like you to do is begin to raise and lower the pelvis with your preferred leg and leave the other leg out of the picture. If you could not sense a preferred leg, if it felt for you like, oh, it's exactly the same, then just, you know, pick for yourself arbitrarily one leg just to see what it feels like. And what I would, before you begin doing it, I just want to give you a couple of things to play with. One is it's easier if you leave the other foot on the floor, but don't press with the other foot. However, sometimes people have a really hard time with that because the other foot wants to cheat and jump in. So you can play a little bit and experiment with lifting your foot up in the air or whatever you want to do. Don't feel that as you lift with this one leg that you have to do it, let's put it this way, straight up the center or evenly. Just feel what it's like to lift that pelvis off the floor with just that one leg, just a few times, and notice the trajectory. Notice where it goes. Does it feel easy? Does it go towards your opposite shoulder? Does it go to the same shoulder? Right? We explored this in other lessons in the past. It's always interesting to try it again in another way. And then pause a second. And now try the same thing with your other leg, the non-preferred leg. And sometimes you'd be surprised, the non-preferred leg maybe is better, or the non-preferred leg won't let you lift it up at all. So that gives me information, right? What we're doing here is we're exploring, we're using our curiosity to find out what happens. Notice if you feel like suddenly you have to work hard and give yourself permission to not. Take it easy, be light. Again, noticing the trajectory, where it wants to go along your spine, when it leaves your spine. And then let that go. Slide both legs down and rest. Again, noticing your connection with the beach. How are you making an impression in the sand now? And now bend your legs. Bring your feet to standing. We'll all do the same leg for a moment. So what you're going to try is place the sole of your left foot on your right thigh. Or if you can't get it on your thigh, then put the sole of your foot on your knee, wherever it feels like you can do that. And this time, as you press your right foot, so you're not the inside of your thigh, the top of your thigh, the top of your thigh. So it's not like you're turned out, the sole of your foot. It's a crazy position. And like I said, if you can't reach your thigh, you can put it on your knee so that the kind of the arch of your foot is on your knee. You want your knee facing your face in this particular situation. And you may not get very far at all. But this time, as you press your foot, you're pressing your right foot, but at the same time, could you think about that your left foot presses into your thigh so that your left thigh moves away from your face as you're picking up your pelvis? It's kind of a crazy move. So enjoy the feeling of it. Exhale as you do it. Again, you don't have to go far. You don't have to force. Just be easy. Make sure you come down each time. Don't hold it up in the air. Notice what you feel in your shoulder girdle as you do this. Think about that thigh wanting to move away from your face so that it affects that left hip flexor a little bit. Great. And then let the whole thing go. Slide your legs down and rest. And then bend your legs, bring your feet to standing, and try the same thing with your opposite leg. So you're putting your right foot, the sole of your foot, on your left thigh. And then using both feet, right? So you're pressing your left foot into the floor, but then you also press your right foot against your legs so that your knee moves away and the pelvis comes up. So your knee is not out to the side. Your knee is more facing your torso. And it doesn't matter how high you go. Keep it easy and light. And then let it all go again and rest. So now bend your legs again, bring your feet to standing. And this time, what you're going to try is alternating. So one time you'll lift your pelvis and press with your right leg and allow yourself, you know, again, don't try to force it to go straight up the middle. Really let it go to wherever it wants to go based on just using that one leg. Come down and then try it with the other leg. So you're going back and forth between left leg and right leg, raising and lowering your pelvis with both feet on the floor. So you're not trying to do it with the one leg anymore. So you've got both feet on the floor, but you're putting weight on one leg and then you're putting weight on the other leg. As you do that, pay attention to what you're feeling in your rib cage, in your shoulder blades. You don't have to lift your leg up in the air, the other leg up in the air. You can actually leave the other leg just resting on the floor. And then pause a second and try both feet together and just notice how it goes up your spine now. And notice how it comes down. And then let the whole thing go. Slide your legs down. Take a moment to return to the sense of your breathing, your impression in the sand. As you breathe, could you sense where there is movement in the front of you, behind you? Could you imagine for a moment that as you breathe, that air, which it's actually happening, but we don't really feel it, right? We feel our lungs expanding and contracting as we breathe. But with each breath we take, there's a huge exchange in the body of oxygen and carbon dioxide moving to your cells, moving through your bloodstream, working with your heart, so that as you're breathing and experiencing this exchange of nourishment from the air that you're taking in, that your entire system, your cells, are also expanding and contracting. There's a rhythm that's moving through the whole of yourself. And as you do that, you can allow your whole perimeter to begin to expand outward to your true full size. Again, like I said earlier, so many times we make ourselves small, whether we're holding back or holding in or holding tight, standing our ground. Can we do that and be our full-sized selves? So as you're breathing here, just notice, where do you experience the holding back, the constraint, the resistance to opening to this nourishment? And don't try to force anything, but just imagine and allow more and more space. And now turn your attention to your spine, sensing the length of it from the tailbone. You can feel it all the way up into the head, but what we're going to be working with is from the tailbone up through the shoulder girdle. See if you can sense your seventh cervical vertebra, which is the sort of the big vertebra at the bottom of your neck, or sometimes people feel T1. If you're not sure, please feel free to put your hand behind you and just feel that spot. It's right at the top of your shoulder girdle. So that's the extent of where we'll be going in terms of movement, and you don't have to get that far by any means. And now put your attention on the two sides of your spine, right on either side of your spine, whatever your image is of the sides of your spine. So you've got your processes, the sort of shell of the back of your spine against the floor, and then there's almost like a space or an indentation on either side of the spine where there's a whole lot of musculature. And what you're going to do is bend your legs, bring your feet to standing, and you're going to begin the same movement that we've been doing of raising and lowering your pelvis. But this time, as you raise your pelvis, you're going to put a little bit more pressure in the beginning on your right foot so that you roll up the left side of your spine, right along the spine, as high as is easy and comfortable. If you can get up to C7, that's great. And then you're going to shift your weight over to the right side of your spine and roll down the right side of your spine. So you're kind of creating this very long, skinny, oval pattern up the left side of your spine and then down the right side of your spine, all the way down, always taking a moment to pause on the way down. If you thought of your spine as having some paint, right, so that as you're lifting up off the floor and then coming down, you're leaving a line of paint on the floor where you've lifted it up and gone around in this very narrow circle. Or if you want to continue with this image of the sand, right, imagine that as you lift, the sand fills in, and then as you press down, the sand descends. So you're kind of creating a line on the right side as the left side disappears. Be kind to yourself. Take it slow. Notice what you're doing with your feet and your breath. Allow this to be a luxurious experience. And then let it go, slide your legs down and rest. And notice what's happened to the contact of your right side with the floor, with the beach, versus the left side. And what do you feel at the top of your shoulder girdle? And then bend your legs, bring your feet to standing, and let's try it with the opposite side. So beginning with your left hip being the dominant, your left foot being the dominant pressure, you roll up the right side of your spine, across at your shoulder girdle, and down the left side of your spine. And notice, is this side different? Easier? More pleasurable? More available? Notice those moments where you feel like you need to grab in your butt muscles, your glutes. See if you can let go of any extra tightening in the hamstrings. Instead, allow your knees to do that movement like you did when your knee was on your thigh, moving a little bit forward. Could your knees and your thighs support this movement? And then let the whole thing go and rest. Notice your breathing. As you're lying there breathing, could you just have an imaginary mental picture of your spinal column? Right? It's a big cylindrical tube, almost like a snake down the center of yourself that undulates as you breathe. So many traditions actually relate the spine to, you know, having a movement of energy or life force that's very much connected to your breath. And in fact, you know, chiropractors often speak about what's called the somatorespiratory wave, this wave that moves through us as we breathe. And when we do this kind of movement of the spinal chain, we're experiencing that possibility of fluidity in the spine. So now bend your legs, bring your feet to standing. And this time, you're going to begin as you began a moment ago, using your right leg going up the left side of your spine and down the right side of your spine. But now what I'd like to invite you to do is, each time you initiate the movement, could you begin letting the circle move a little bit outward? So in other words, the next time you raise yourself up, instead of being right next to your spine, you're making your circle a little bit away from your spine, going all the way around and down. And then the next time you go out a little bit further, so that it's almost like you're painting a very unusual bullseye or a series of concentric circles, except of course they're ovals, with your back. And you can let it go all the way out until it's moving along your ribs on each side and going across from shoulder blade to shoulder blade and hip to hip. Make it as big as you want, but take your time letting it grow. So you're raising your pelvis, going up the spine, around and down, making the circle bigger and bigger. And then once you've gone as far as you can in each direction, then take your own rest. And that's how I'll know when everyone has done the full Monty, the full dance here. And just notice your contact with the floor now. Notice your breathing. Maybe as you're breathing now, you have a different experience of the volume of your ribs. And if you haven't stopped to rest yet, stop to rest. And then bend your legs again. And now we'll try it with the other side. So beginning with the left hip going up the left side of your spine and then down the right side of your spine. And then each time going out a little bit further in concentric circles all the way out until you're going from right hip to left hip and right shoulder blade to left shoulder blade. Take your time. Give yourself the time to really feel it. Notice what's happening in that C7 area. And of course, even though you're not going all the way up into the head, you're experiencing maybe some lengthening in the back of the neck. Your head may want to move. Please don't feel like you have to keep it still. There's not a wrong or right for your head. I mean, our head is amazing, right? Because it's got all of these different possible ways of differentiating. Notice what you choose to do with your head. Notice your breath. Notice the areas of your rib cage that want to touch the floor on the way down. Where do you feel maybe some tightness or resistance? Don't force through that. Be a little bit easier and lighter. Maybe you don't have to go up so high. And let the whole thing go when you are done, right? When you feel done. What does that sand feel like now? Notice the movement of your breath. So while you're lying here this time, I would like to create a new image for you to follow, or a new trajectory, I guess you could say. So if you turn your attention right now to the back of your right hip, and then in your mind's eye, sort of could you draw a line from the back of your right hip diagonally to the top, again, underneath on the floor, but to the top of the left side of your pelvis, so around your waistline. So you're drawing a kind of a diagonal line from the bottom of the right hip to the top of the left pelvis. And then from the top of the left pelvis, could you draw a line from there to the bottom of your right ribs? And then from the bottom of your right ribs, could you draw another diagonal line over to your left shoulder blade? So what you're creating it in your mind's eye is a kind of a zigzag. Can everyone see that zigzag in your torso? And then let that line travel across your shoulder girdle and then create a zigzag going down the other way. So from your right shoulder to your left ribs and so on, zigzagging. So it went across and then over to the right ribs and then over to the shoulder blade. And then across and the other way, over to the left ribs, hip, and then down to the bottom of the other hip. Bend your knees, bring your feet to standing, and see if you can draw that with your pelvis and your back. So you would start by lifting your right hip a little bit and going a diagonal line over to the left waist. And then across to the bottom of the right ribs and then a little higher up over to the left shoulder blade, and then across your shoulder girdle and zigzag the other way down. So play with that for a moment, creating that you can call it a zigzag. I've also often thought of it as kind of a somatic lightning bolt, like I'm sending this lightning bolt through my body. Make sure you're breathing as you do it. Let your shoulders be relaxed. Allow it to be fun. And after you've done it like two or three times, just let the whole thing go and rest. This idea that everything has to move in straight lines, I mean, this is kind of a fun exploration of how I can use my whole self to move through my whole self. And then bend your legs, bring your feet to standing, and try the zigzag the other way. Just noticing if it's different on this side. I sometimes like to think of this lesson as a way to give myself a massage without having to go for a massage. Just noticing where I'm still tight and I can release, let go, allow space. Noticing where there might be places that I haven't been aware are resistant or uncomfortable. Don't push through them. Give yourself permission to keep it small and light, and then let the whole thing go and rest. So now bend your legs and bring your feet to standing. You know, I think it's a biblical saying, this idea of his name was writ in the sand. So if you think about this sand that you've been lying in, and you think about all the different ways that you've accessed your spine and your feet and your ribs, could you think of how could you use your back to write your name in the sand right now? So if you can write it horizontally, you can use cursive, but just play for a moment using all the different wriggles and presses and lifts to write your name in the underneath you, in the sand below you. Don't forget to dot your I's, cross your T's. Let your head be free, let your breath be free. And once you've written your name, please let it go and let your back just rest on your identity. There you are. And once more, bend your legs, bring your feet to standing. And just see, what's it like now to just raise your pelvis and back off the floor and lower it back down? Is there anything new about how you do this? How does the spine choose to lift now? What's your breath like? Can you picture this wave moving through you? It's kind of interesting thinking of being on a beach and at the same time feeling myself as the wave. And then let the whole thing go, slide your legs down, smoosh yourself around a little bit and create a new bed of sand. And just notice how you are now. Where do you feel the movement of your breath? And it's kind of interesting sometimes at the end of a lesson like this, when I'm picturing the sand, it's surprising to sometimes find that, wow, now there are not such deep impressions of parts, but a more global sensation of contact with the sand. So just notice if maybe you're not making such a deep impression in parts, but also other parts are not as elevated, so that things are maybe not hovering on the ground, but resting on this ground. And once again, just take a moment to sense your volume, the space you occupy. Remembering that I don't end with my skin, right? I have an atmosphere. Can I sense that atmosphere? And then staying with that feeling of your own largesse, your breath, your atmosphere, your cells. Could you roll to your sides and come up to standing? And notice, when do you start to feel contraction, constraint, tightness? See if you can stay large, full, soft as you come up to standing. And then once you're standing, just taking a moment to sense the front of yourself and the back of yourself. Feeling how you occupy this space. Take a walk around. Notice how you move through space. And that's the end of today's lesson. Thank you very much.